Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way.
Well, I guess the appropriate greeting this morning is Happy New Year. And we're glad that you could join us today for Freedom's Call. Invite you to turn in your Bibles, those that have Bibles with you, to Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. Also, we'll look at Psalm 9:17. Psalm 9, verse 17. And we're talking about today, I'm asking the question, has God abandoned America? And you're going to immediately say, no way. Well, you might ask, is it a possibility? And ponder on those questions for a few minutes. Well, you're finding your place in Genesis 6:3 and in the book of Psalms 9:17. I want to encourage you to tune in to our website occasionally, if not every week. That's freedomscallministries.com. There we will have a very interesting newsletter to begin the year with. Right now, we're probably be posting our commentaries on the newsletter page rather than the commentary page, so they get some corrections made, the people that set up my website for me. So I encourage you to tune into that each week, and we will try to have some intriguing information, let's put it that way, on that. All right, let's look into the Word of God today. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years." We'll be back with that thought in just a moment. Right now over in the book of Psalms, Psalm 9, verse 17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." So, when nations turn from God, God turns from the nations that forget Him. And certainly, that can mean a lot of things. He says they will be turned into hell. That means destruction, severe judgment upon them, and certainly some bad things happening. And then we look at Genesis chapter 6 again. "My spirit shall not always strive with man." You know, I believe man can only push God so far. He gives them opportunity to repent. In that case, Noah was preaching the word of God, and people didn't repent, and the floods came and certainly destroyed all that was in the known world at that time. Except for Noah and his family, for Noah had found grace in the eyes of God. Well, when a nation turns from God, it doesn't mean that all people in that nation have turned from God. Israel turned from God, and yet God said he still had 7,000 that remained faithful to him. You see, God's always going to have a faithful remnant. No matter how sorry or bad the nation gets, he's going to have a faithful remnant that will serve him. And I do believe that while America is turning away from God more and more in this day and age, God still has that faithful remnant. But overall, our nation is turning from God. We see it every day practically in the news, especially at Christmas time, how the courts and everything else rule against the displaying of Christian symbols and in public arenas, and how the schools turn away from the idea of Christmas decorations that portray or that tells about the birth of Christ. These things are forbidden in many, many schools across the country. And so overall, we're seeing a turning away from God more and more in the United States of America, and it's hard to even describe America anymore as a nation under God. But that faithful remnant is still present. Now, the world in Noah's day had turned from God. Israel turned from God and suffered the judgment of God. Israel's neighboring nations were judged for their wickedness. Sodom and Gomorrah were judged because of their abominations. Jesus abandoned the temple and Judaism, leaving it desolate. So I ask you this morning, can America continue in its immoral ways and escape the judgment of God? And the answer to that is no, it can't continue along the path that it's now traveling and escape the judgment of God. In fact, I think God's judgment's already upon this nation in many different ways. And that judgment will become more and more severe, and we're going to see some hard times coming in America. Now, I don't pay any attention to all these people that are talking about the improvement of this or the improvement of that or the lack of improvement in this or that. I just know that if we continue in the path that we are traveling as a nation, and this turning away from God gets more and more so, then we're in for some hard times in this nation, as God's judgment will continue to grow harder and harder against our nation. So let's look at a few things in the message this morning while we still have some time. The wrath of God comes against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth. Now that's found in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. And if you're not familiar with that chapter, I certainly urge you to read it today. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, and I'll be referring to it as we continue on this morning. Now, our government leaders are guilty of suppressing the truth. Now, many profess to be Christians in our governmental leadership, but at the same time, they promote unrighteous legislation. They support homosexuality, many of them. They support abortion, many of them. Courts rule against the public display of Christianity, as I said previously. Schools ban any exhibit of Christianity across the nation. And then in verse 21 of Romans chapter 1, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. They quit glorifying him as God. Who's they? The people, the nation. And they turned to false gods. They turned to other gods. And all of these things like homosexuality, abortion, and all of this immorality and sexual perversion is a result of that turning away from God. So verse 22 in that first chapter of the book of Romans says, professing to be wise, they became fools. You know, we have some smart people in our governmental leadership in Washington. A lot of them have graduated from some of the leading universities in America, Harvard, Yale, different ones. And they're full of knowledge. They're very intellectual, very, very smart. And yet, they're not wise. They're following the wisdom of men rather than pursuing the wisdom of God. And so verse 22 says, professing to be wise, and they do, they became fools because they do not agree in their actions with what the Word of God says. Verse 24, therefore God gave them up. You can read those in verse 24 and 25 in the first chapter of Romans. God gave them up because they had drifted from God and had turned to these false gods and all of this immoral behavior and sexual perversion, as I said a while ago. God gave them up because they refused to repent and turn back to God. Then in verses 26 and 28, again, the Bible says God gave them up. His Spirit would no longer strive with them. No longer would the Holy Spirit move upon them and convict them of their sin. God just gave them up to their sins and the consequences of those sins. And we've seen that in the case of AIDS in the homosexual community and other things, plagues that have come against people that have turned from God. You know, when God gives up a nation to its sins and the consequences of those sins, Sexual immorality, perverted sexual behavior, is a sign that God is giving up a nation to its sins. Now, some commentary writers refer to it as a sexual revolution. In the mid to late 60s, America arrived at a crossroads in its history, and America took the wrong road. It turned off the old path onto a new direction, and they chose the wrong path. I was in Bible college in the 60s, and working for the Texas State Network, we saw a lot of this firsthand, how all of a sudden the attitudes of younger people changed, the rebellion set in full time. It was just a complete revolution of the culture and society as it turned from the old ways to a different way of life, and it's not for the better. So America chose the wrong path, and the nation's been going away from God ever since. John MacArthur stated that the first thing that happens in a nation when it's been abandoned by God is a sexual revolution. When immoral sexual perversion, pornographic desires describe the general character of the culture. He says you can't even count how many pornographic websites there are. And Mark Hitchcock, in his book, The Late Great United States, says, the sexual revolution of the 60s was just the beginning. Not long after, America experienced a homosexual revolution, as the homosexual movement began to spread into the mainstream as an alternate lifestyle. Now some states have passed legislation that permits gay marriages. President Obama has said that the homosexual lifestyle is no different than the heterosexual lifestyle. He said that ministers that preach against the homosexual lifestyle are homophobic. And our president professes to be a Christian. And he should know that homosexuality was and is an abomination in the eyes of God. He should also be familiar with these verses in Romans chapter 1, but obviously he's not, or else he chooses to ignore them. And he should be acquainted with the Genesis account of creation. And there it says that God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And Mr. President, there's a huge difference there. Hitchcock stated in his book that the third step to being abandoned by God is the open encouragement of evil in the nation. And again, you go back to Romans chapter 1, verses 28 through 31. The Bible says God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do their evil things. They were filled with all unrighteousness. Verse 32 pronounces a final judgment. People who commit such evil deeds are worthy of death. Those that condone or promote such behavior are worthy of death as well. So America as a nation has sunk into a cesspool of immorality. Our government has officially given its stamp of approval for the homosexual lifestyle. Our governmental leaders defend abortion. Our judicial system and educational system has turned to Antichrist, and our nation is being hit with multitudes of monumental problems and disasters, and it appears that God has indeed given this nation up to follow its evil ways. Well, my time's up. Again, I invite you to tune in to our website, which is freedomscallministries.com. That's all the time we have. This is Pat Githens again saying to you and yours, Happy New Year.
Thank God I am free, free.